Good afternoon. The commission will be on the record. We will call to order our regular meeting, which is properly posted for 1:30 this afternoon, it being April 28. And there is quorum present. The purpose of this agenda posting is set forth in our notice. It calls for deliberation by the commission of cause number PUD 2016 with 3 zeros and then 5-9. This is the application of OG&E for approval of a plan to install scrubbers at its Sooner Generating Facility. And we would at this time see if any of the commissioners have any opening statements. I don't really have one myself. Anybody else wish to have an opening statement? We can move forward then to see if we can continue to deliberate this matter. We would thank numerous members of the staff, our deliberations staff, and the aides of commissioners and so forth that have helped us do a great deal of review of the record. We thank them for that. I think one of the commission offices has been diligently working to get a draft document. Would there be any announcement in that regard at this time?
I might note that I think most of you have received copies yesterday electronically. There have been a couple of changes made to the draft, and I think copies were made available. They are available up front. Copies have been made available with the changes, but the changes are fairly simple. A few changes that the referee recommended that just offered some clarification in the motion section, and then the change in the ordering section is just a language change. There was some confusion there apparently as to what the intent was, and it was not my intent to write the language to second guess the decision as for the purposes of denial of recovery. It was my intent to have an opportunity at a future date to re-examine the decision for prudency for the purposes of determining the level of cost recovery, not whether there would be cost recovery, but for determination of the level of cost recovery, to take a look at the such things as were the alternatives explored, was competitive bidding implemented. In my view, the level of recovery should be based on what would have been the plan at the time, the best vetted plan at the time that would offer the greatest mitigation in cost to the ratepayers.
And two things that I'm looking for as we consider this case as well as other related cases is to promote fuel diversity and power reliability. And I think that the draft order that we have before us certainly helps us move in that direction. And I think it gives the companies some guidance and encouragement to move forward with the scrubber project.
I have a couple of items I'd mention. I know the referee is here, so I'd be interested in what the referee opinion is as far as the particular most current draft of the order that's in front of us. And I think it's good to just have a fundamental reminder that the reason that we're even here is because of a mandated federal regulation, and that's really the core issue to me of what brings us to this place of the states being forced to make decisions on mandates that the utilities are required to file with. So I have to take that in consideration as far as looking at foundationally how we're even at this place in the first place. So if you wouldn't mind, Referee Jackson, just I know that Commissioner Hyatt mentioned some things about the changes in the draft. I think his office sent out and what your comment is about the most recent draft. And then I also wanted to say thank you to all the parties who actually submitted proposed orders, which made this a much more efficient process than what we have gone through before. And I think it helped you, Referee Jackson, or you can speak to that, but I think it was helpful to you as well.
For the record, I am Ben Jackson, the referee in this cause, and I agree with you, Commissioner, that the proposed orders were very helpful in the staff being able to put together a proposed order in this cause. And I think that the proposed order, as last amended, is ready for signing at this point, and I would endorse that draft. I would note, though, that there is still a dispute between commissioners about the interpretation of Title 17, Section 286B. But that matter doesn't impinge on the ultimate determination in this cause. Do you have any questions? Thank you.
Would there be a motion to act upon the document that's before us?
I would move approval of the order.
All right. There would be additional opportunity for any further discussion. Does the commission secretary have the copy of the order that we're talking about? I believe it's on the podium as well. Okay. Thank you. I don't hear a request for any further discussion. Regarding the motion before us, I vote aye.
I concur in the result, but I don't support all the rationale set forth in the order.
I vote aye.
And I might mention that I plan to have a concurring opinion. I might offer just an additional comment. I think this case has been a learning opportunity in many regards. I did have a year of Latin in about the seventh grade, I think, and this was a refresher course. I never heard ex parte and res judicata said so many times in one case. With these new computers, you can do a word count, and if you counted up the number of times that the word legislative was used or that the word judicial was used, that total comes to well over 100 times. So we certainly got refresher course on the difference in legislative and judicial, and indeed those distinctions are important in how the commission conducts various ones of its cases. So I think that the secretary's office has the instructions for processing this order before the end of the business day. Is there any other business that needs to come before the commission? If not, we can adjourn by unanimous consent, and the record will be closed. Thank you.